Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 8. The Reverend Peter Ill is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, the 9th chapter. And getting into a boat, Jesus crossed over and came to his own city. And behold, some people brought to him a paralytic, lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And he rose and went home. When the crowds saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to men. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Rise, take up your bed." I'm sorry, he said, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." When Jesus saw their faith, he spoke the powerful words of forgiveness. St. Matthew doesn't record the response of the paralytic or the reaction of the stretcher bearers, nor the reply of the crowd. But instead, the internal judgment of the scribes is on display. They labeled Jesus a blasphemer. Jesus immediately challenged them for considering evil in their hearts. After all, Jesus healed the paralytic in order that the scribes would know that Jesus has the authority to forgive sins. And that strikes us as strange. While the healing of the paralytic benefited the paralytic, he was not the intended audience of this miracle. This miracle was for the doubting, judgmental, faithless scribes. Healing and walking was not the primary goal of this miracle, but the exhibition of Jesus' authority. Since Jesus can make the paralyzed walk, what can't he do? Even his word of forgiveness has authority, since his word of healing has authority. The same Jesus is present for you today as the incarnate Word of God. And wherever Jesus is, he comes with authority. Take heart, son. Your sins are forgiven. Take heart, daughter. Your Savior has delivered you. This is no blasphemy. This is no putting on of airs. Jesus does not come with pomposity or with arrogance or with pride. Jesus needs no miraculous exhibition. Where Jesus is, there is grace and mercy and salvation and life and healing. Jesus, the very object of your faith, has come with salvation for you. Your sins, which indeed are many, are forgiven. Your guilt and your shame no longer lay you low, paralyzing you. Your sinfulness no longer defines you. You are forgiven, perfected, and cleansed by your Savior. Not even those who think that they know better than Jesus can stop the grace of God, because Jesus reveals himself and his authority. The same one who healed the paralytic and forgave him his sins has come in his presence to forgive you your sins. The one who challenged the scribes laid down his life on the cross and took it up again on the third day. Jesus, your Lord, has come to you and for you. So this day, join the crowd in Capernaum. Fear the Lord your God and praise Him, even as your cries of grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone, Christ alone echo this week. Recognize that Jesus the Savior has come with His grace and His mercy to the bedridden and the diseased, to the guilty and the ashamed, to the judgmental and the prideful, to those who think that they are smarter than God, and for the evil and the wicked. Jesus has come to be the Savior of all, and He calls you to believe in Him. Join the crowd, join the song, join the faithful in praise. God has visited His people and done miracles. Better yet, Jesus has come and visited His people with forgiveness. In case you doubt this, remember that since Jesus healed the paralytic, He also has the authority to forgive you, a sinner, by the power of His word. And so He has. Go on your way as a forgiven child of God. Take heart. Jesus has come for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.